Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Cartoons and their tunes have been our topic all this week, at least when we haven't been dealing with an earthquake or prepping for a major hurricane. And one thing we've learned is that many of our listeners are still kids at heart. We've gotten lots of suggestions from you folks about things that we should be talking about during this animating music week. We've heard from you via email and on the Soundcheck webpage. Now we're going to open the phones. You can give us a call, 212-433-WNYC. That's 433-9692. What animated musical gems have we missed this week? What's a particularly memorable musical animated moment that you'd like to share? Earlier this week, we talked about Max Fleischer and his groundbreaking musical animations from the 30s, and our listener Bill from New York City had this to say. Two great songs I first heard in old Fleischer Popeye cartoons, You Gotta Be a Football Hero, and this one, Brotherly Love. The names of the songs are the same as the names of the cartoons. The 1936 Popeye cartoon called Brotherly Love and the song of the same name. Bill from New York wanted to mention that one. And to the phones we go. Grant from New Jersey. Grant, you have a bit of music and animation that we should be talking about this week?
Yes. First of all, I'd like to just make a quick comment with Simpsons. My favorite moment ever song done by Homer was the Max Power song when he changed his name. But I would love for you guys maybe to talk to Seth MacFarlane, the creator of Family Guy, because he does one of the first musical episodes was Road to Rhode Island, and it was with Stewie and the dog character, and it was a hilarious episode.
Brian is the dog,
to talk
yeah.
To him. Yes.
You know, Seth MacFarlane of Family Guy, I don't know, Grant, if you're aware of this, but, you know, Seth really is a singer and, you know, has an album coming out next month.
I didn't know about the album, but I did know he does almost all of the songs on the show. He scores them and sings them himself. That's why I would love to hear you guys talk to him a little bit about that.
Well, he's a very musical guy, and it's certainly worth talking about. Seth MacFarlane has an album of kind of like obscure songs from the 40s coming out with an orchestra next month, and maybe we'll get a chance to do just that. What else? We heard this week from our listener Frank, who heard our Looney Tunes and Carl Stalling show. He left this comment. Thanks to the corny concerto Looney Tune, I'll never hear Johann Strauss's Blue Danube Waltz without three-quarter time quacks in my head. Corny Concerto, a 1943 episode of the Looney Tunes and a version of the Blue Danube Waltz. Amy is on the line with us from Manhattan. Amy, you have a favorite musical cartoon?
I was really glad to hear Alf Clausen mention how much he liked Rocky Bullwinkle. And I always used to notice the harmony in the came with the melodies.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't until years and years later that I realized that their theme was this kind of cranked up version of the theme from Peter and the Wolf.
You know, I don't think that occurred to me.
I can demonstrate if you like.
I think we can do that for you. I think we've got both Peter and the Wolf and the Rocky and Bullwinkle theme.
Cool.
Because Amy, you actually left this on our comments page, so we are sort of prepped for you. Here it is. First from Prokofiev and Peter and the Wolf.
Thank you.
So yeah, kind of a hopped up version of the Peter and the Wolf theme, serving as Rocky and Bullwinkle's theme. And Amy, you had suggested something else when you wrote in, right?
I actually don't remember now.
Mighty Mouse.
Oh yes.
Why?
Oh, just because he was always singing, you know, "Here I come to save the day," and it was practically operatic.
Yeah. And in fact, there's an episode where a Spanish merchant offers his daughter in marriage to any matador who can win a bullfight, and the bull, of course, is defeating all his challengers until Mighty Mouse comes along.
Is there not a man among you who will help a maiden in distress?
There is not a one, for I have licked them all.
Oh, what shall we do? Is there no one to help us?
There is one, if we could only send a call to Mighty Mouse. Here I come to help a lovely lady in distress.
Mighty Mouse will surely save the day.
A little operetta happening there on the screen in that episode of Mighty Mouse, the bullfighting episode, and we are talking to you about some of the moments of animated music that perhaps we've missed in our week-long series. Ralph, on the line with us from Yonkers. Ralph,
yes.
Welcome
Hello.
To the show.
How are you?
Okay.
There were just two cartoons I remember from the 1970s. One was called Battle of the Planets, and the other one was called Star Blazers. And I think they were by the same company because the music sounded pretty similar, but I just remembered the music and I liked it.
Star Blazers, and what was the other?
Battle of the Planets. I think in Japan it was called Gatchaman or something like that.
I don't even know it in English, and you're giving me the title in Japanese. I mean, were these like Saturday morning cartoons? I never heard of them.
Actually, back when Fox was Metro Media,
yeah.
This is how far back this goes, they used to come on very early in the morning, like 6:30 or 7 o'clock in the morning during the week.
All right. Ralph getting a little obscure on us on Soundcheck. Thanks for the call, Ralph. Mike is with us from Bayshore. Mike, favorite animated music?
Definitely Tom and Jerry. I'm actually a music major at Purchase College.
Uh-huh.
And all my friends are just so surprised of, like, how the animation brings avant-garde music to the popular media so quickly, you know? Like, every little action they had, there was some really obscure music going on with it. It was a big musical influence on me, actually, I think.
Well, that was sort of the book on Carl Stalling with the Looney Tunes as well, is that he was doing fairly avant-garde stuff, and people just sort of lapped it up because of the context, the animated context. It was fun, but it was, as you say, in the Tom and Jerry cartoons, you listen to that stuff without the animation, some pretty twisted music making going on there. Now, yesterday we explored more cartoon rockers from the modern period, and we were joined by the singer-songwriter Britta Phillips, who was the singing voice behind the 80s animated show Jem and the Holograms. And after the show, we got this tip from listener Amanda. I discovered while trying to keep my two sons occupied that Jem, The Beginning, is available on demand on the TV channel The Hub. I'm both excited about it and terrified that it won't live up to my Jem nostalgia. And that same conversation also inspired our listener Kathleen from Connecticut to remind us of the virtues of schoolhouse rock. Tunes like Conjunction Junction, What's Your Function, brought funky bass and zingy electric guitar riffs to little ones and their older siblings.
Hey, that's nice.
Dirty but happy, digging and scratching, losing your shoe and a button or two. He's poor but honest, sad but true. Boo!
Conjunction Junction, what's your function?
Hooking up two cars to one when you say something like this. Choice, either now or later. Or no choice, neither now nor ever.
One of the memorable songs from the old Schoolhouse Rock animated series. And all this week we've been talking about animating music and still welcoming your comments on our webpage at wnyc.org/soundcheck. Thanks to everyone who has called in or left a comment during the course of the week. And still to come on the program today, when the New York band Pela ground to a halt, a new group emerged called We Are Augustines, and we'll hear that group perform in our studio. And speaking of performances, We hope you'll join us in the green space on Monday, September 19th for a special soundcheck evening session with the Jayhawks. The alt-country icons are set to release their first album in 8 years. It's called Mockingbird Time, and it features the original songwriting duo of Gary Lurris and Mark Olson. The Jayhawks will play a special radio set in the green space to be taped for an upcoming episode of Soundcheck. You can be there with us for this evening event, Monday, September 16th at 6 p.m. The Jayhawks, the 19th at 6 p.m. That's the Jayhawks on Soundcheck. Get your tickets at wnyc.org/thegreenspace.